From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The health ministry in Kabul, Afghanistan, confirms the death toll at 103 people, 235 wounded after a suicide bomber blew up an ambulance outside a crowded government building Saturday. The Taliban did take responsibility for it, and there was plenty of reaction from the international community as well as locally.
Whoever is doing the killing is not a Muslim. A Muslim would never do this. I was there, and there were lots of people killed and wounded.
The White House released a statement condemning the attack. Russian police wrestled opposition leader Alexei Navalny into a patrol wagon on Sunday, moments after he appeared at a rally to urge voters to boycott what he said would be a rigged presidential election in March.
Navalny has already been barred from running in the March 18th election over what he says was a trumped-up suspended prison sentence. Both the United States and European Union have criticised the decision. Regardless, polls show incumbent President Vladimir Putin is on track to easily win. Navalny says while he acknowledges that, his campaign is aimed at lowering voter turnout to try to take the shine off the victory. Police had warned earlier they would harshly suppress any illegal protest activity, and authorities refused to authorize events in Moscow and St. Petersburg. The Kremlin has said the election will be fair and claimed Navalny has minimal support.
That's Reuters' Scarlett Svetanovich reporting. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres responded to the news that a United Nations peacekeeper from Pakistan was killed in an ambush Saturday in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Spokesperson says that he has denounced the killing and called on